Aaron News, I'm Mary Rose. There was another Russia drone attack on Ukraine as U.S.-mediated peace talks continue with Ukrainian officials.
Russia has launched a significant missile and drone attack on Ukraine. First responders are dealing with a devastating aftermath of the attack, where they're seen extinguishing flames at a burnt-down warehouse. The strike comes as U.S.-mediated peace talks continue, with U.S. and Ukrainian officials working to end the nearly four-year-old war. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
President Trump dismisses Democrats' affordability focus as a Democratic scam. He says the word affordability is being used to trick voters after years of rising prices. The president claims his team is working to cut costs on essentials like fuel and food. Economist Steve Moore believes that critics of the American economy need to be educated about its history.
We have lived through the greatest period of wealth creation in the history of civilization over the last 40 years, and it began under Ronald Reagan. Reagan was the one who turned around the U.S. economy after the dreadful performance of Jimmy Carter.
Congressman Andy Biggs believes that the policies of former President Biden caused the current affordability problems. The Arizona Republican says the previous administration let millions of illegal aliens into the country.
The COVID money that's out there and all the fraud that went with it, we're trying still to figure out how we absorb, as we're moving people. I think we've moved about 2 million people plus out of the country under Donald Trump, but that still leaves 18 million new people at least in the country that you're trying to deal with and absorb. And then the other thing is you're trying to deal with the cash that's out there.
Congressman Biggs made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. This is SRN News. Who trusts the mainstream media? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Families of Mexico's disappeared have gathered at a church near Mexico City to craft Christmas ornaments bearing the faces of their missing loved ones. Those handmade ornaments now hang from a tree of hope inside the sanctuary until February the 2nd. Official figures indicate that more than 133,000 people have disappeared in Mexico since 1952. This is SRN News. President Trump has set forth a new national security strategy containing criticisms of Western allies.
The document, released by the White House, is likely to upset long-standing U.S. allies in Europe for its scathing critiques of their migration and free speech policies, suggesting those allies face the prospect of civilization erasure and raising doubts about their long-term reliability as American partners. Germany's foreign minister acknowledges that the U.S. is Germany's most important ally in NATO, but says questions about freedom of expression are not part of alliance discussions. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The FAA has launched an investigation into whether U.S. airlines complied with an emergency order to cut flights at 40 major airports during the recent government shutdown. The FAA warns airlines on Monday they could face fines. More details at srnnews.com.